Dream big for what we can do here. Let's not be small thinkers. Let's take what we have, let's use it to our advantage, let's come together as a group, and let's go do it together.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to episode 50 of the All Den Podcast. I'm Dan Scott, the voice of the Paladins. This is our regular look inside the inner workings of the Furman men's basketball program, and to that end, head coach Bob Ritchie will be joining us in just a moment. We have, it's been a while since we've gotten together, and we're happy to be back with you, happy to kind of catch you up on everything that's been going on, and there's been quite a bit of news inside this basketball program, and Coach Ritchie's going to get into all of that coming up here in just a bit. But we haven't been with you since before the Southern Conference basketball tournament, so working on coaches' schedule, decided it was time to get back together this week. And here on episode 50, we hope that you'll enjoy the information that'll be forthcoming here in just a moment. I need to remind you of a couple of things. The podcast is brought to you by Shortfields in downtown Travelers Rest. Shortfields.com is the website. You can find the menu and the operating hours there. Also, I'll remind you that if you have questions for Coach Ritchie, you can email me, dan.scott@furman.edu, dan.scott@furman.edu, and we will get those passed along to Coach. Once again, this is episode 50 of the All Den Podcast. I'm Dan Scott, and as always, head coach Bob Ritchie is here to talk Furman University men's basketball. Bob, it's good to see you again. We haven't had a chance to do one of these since prior to the Southern Conference basketball tournament, so we're talking about almost 2 months or something along those lines. How's everything going? How you been?
Doing good. We had our last team workout, team activity yesterday on the court. As guys kind of bunker down this last week before finals start. And just wrapping up a really, really productive spring, which is always a critical month for us, and kind of our get better phase where we're really focused on the individual needs on the court and in the weight room. And we got a off the court team activity today at 2. We got a little kickball challenge, and get them some food and hang out for a little bit and be outside and enjoy that. And then guys will start to head home here soon and take a break, which has been much needed and well deserved. So we'll have a little bit of a quieter May, and then we got 17 players coming here in June. So we're really putting a lot of planning into our summer and trying to make this the best summer we ever had. And, but before then, we're going to try to take a little time and catch a rest a little bit in May.
And hope that this summer leading into the fall is going to be as close to normal as we can get. I always say, I tell people that I just want to get back to my normal state of abnormalcy. Unlike what we have been through and went through this past basketball season, right?
Yeah, correct. I mean, it's, things seem to be progressing well, and, vaccines are getting distributed, and, cases, knock on wood, they've been going down in the area. So, they've got, some of the football schools saying they're going to be full capacity in the fall. And, it's one of those things where hopefully we can keep progressing forward and, get back to what we were used to beforehand.
How have you and the staff been? How have the players been, the ones who are returning? You just talked about wrapping up workouts, and we're recording this on Friday, the individual workouts are done. Can you just give us a little more detail as to what that ensues, how everybody has progressed?
Yeah, it's been a really good spring for us. It's always been an important piece of our development process, that it's something where – typically fans, they love two groups of players, right? The starters that you have coming back and the recruits that you have coming in. But to me, that middle group is usually in the formula of sustaining winning, really can be your most critical group of those three. And that is the players that you have coming back that, maybe didn't have the roles that they wanted last year or need to continue to develop, need to continue to put on some weight, need to continue to touch up some skills on the court. And so, we're really deliberate in how we go about that. And, we took April and we just focused on one thing per player that if they could really progress in this one area, that they could make some strides. And, you know, we were able to see that. The guys played yesterday for the last time in the afternoon, and, you know, they had a good round of their better together battles yesterday morning at 6:15 a.m., got after it and competed with Coach Aldridge a good bit. And, you know, we were able to see some physical gains. I think we were able to see some mental gains. We put them in some state of you know, struggle that they had to really push through. And, you know, I think, you know, just seeing it on the court and just, you know, the confidence that they're gaining from working that hard in that month, I think is starting to pay off. Alex Hunter has been incredible this month. And, you know, he's played with a high level of confidence and really just trying to score on all three areas of the court and just playing with a faster tempo. And been fun seeing the confidence he's had. Mike Bothwell's put a ton of work into his shot. We're trying to smooth out his release a little bit. And I think we've made some gains there. He's a different player when he's really hitting at the perimeter. And we want to get that more consistent and give him more confidence in it. And that's what we've tried to do, just ironing out that release. And, you know, Jalen Slauson's taken a big step, I really believe, this month. And you know, just from a leadership standpoint, consistency of effort, doing things faster, you know, and doing them correct more consistently. And I've really liked his tone on the court. Young guys, you know, Johnny Lawrence has made probably as many gains as anybody in our program in the last 6 months. His confidence in his shot just continues to grow. Been working, the emphasis with him is just really working on footwork of coming off of different shots with movement. You know, obviously he's an unbelievable catch and shoot, 3-point shooter, but trying to get him in, you know, footwork after some screening actions, getting into some ghost screen footwork and really being able to slip to three and being able to make shots there. And so he's been really, really getting some confidence in that. Joe Anderson and Garrett Heen, both a freshman, I feel like have made some gains. So, you know, it's been a really, really good offseason for us so far. You know, we probably got after Dan harder than we ever have in April. We usually work pretty hard in April. You know, going back, this reminded me a little bit of 2018 spring, you know, once we lost those four seniors. And, you know, people felt increased opportunity. And, you know, the last 2 years, we haven't had much movement. You know, last year we had four starters coming back and everybody kind of knew the fifth because Mike Bothwell started those last couple of games at the end of the year. And sometimes when there's new opportunity, you know, there's increased investment. And I think we've been able to see that. It's been encouraging. And, you know, the theme is just, you know, averages out. We got to try to understand that we, an average effort in anything, just not going to help us in anything we're trying to do right now. And we got to try to demand more of ourselves and just getting back to our roots of connection, depending on each other, relying on each other, making sure that we lead with humility and that we continue to realize this is about connectedness. This is not about, you know, the individual, and making sure that we go about our work in that way.
The other thing that begins to happen, even with a number of players returning, we know that every locker room is different. The chemistry is different every season. So this is when leadership begins to emerge and establish itself, right?
Yeah, that's what you want. I mean, you want to take this time where you got your returners before your new guys get here, and you want to figure out, all right, who's going to be able to stand up in the face of adversity, and who's going to be willing to lead in those hard moments. And you know, it's really easy, Dan, to receive energy. You know, it's one of the easiest things in life to do, and we all like to do it with our devices and our technologies and our music. And you know, when we can receive energy, right, there's nothing better or easier than that. You know, that next phase is being able to create energy, and that's a little bit harder. You know, can you go into a room, can you go into a court, can you go into a locker room and create energy when it's not present? But the hardest thing to do out of all of it is can you sustain energy? And, you know, that's been something that, you know, we've got to continue to be better at, and, you know, to be able to be consistent in our energy regardless of circumstance, regardless of adversity, regardless of the turbulence. Uh-huh. And it's been good. You know, the weight room, we've been doing more team lifts early in the morning. And at first it was a little stale. You know, it was a little bit, you know, man, this is early, this is tough. You know, we got to get through it. And then we grew through that. And, you know, Alex and Mike and Jalen Slauson, you know, I felt like those three really tried to bring some better energy in there, which started to permeate to the group, which is what you want to see. So, you know, I feel like we've made some steps. We got to continue to make steps. We got to try to go win every day. And, you know, but I feel like overall, this was a very good spring for us.
So what happens during the downtime? They do finals. They get to go home. You and the staff, will you guys unplug for a while too and intentionally spend some family time, or what will the month of May look like?
Yeah, there's definitely a mix of that. We'll all take, you know, a week in May just to get away. And, you know, and then obviously your weekends are a little bit less disruptive. But there's also some things to get done in May as well. You know, I think it's a critical planning period for us just to make sure that, you know, this summer goes how we need to. And, you know, strategy is important. Obviously, execution is more important, but the strategy of it, the planning of it, to make sure that we have everything in the schedule that we want, that it flows correctly. So they'll be planning there for what the summer looks like. There's also, that's usually when you do your AOIs, your just areas of improvement for the program, and really, really take some time to break down, you know, exactly different areas that we've got to continue to grow in. Some things that may have slipped a little bit that we've got to pick back up. Some things that we did really well that we've got to continue to do well. And just have that full assessment period, you know, where you're away from distraction is really, really important. And then we also do, you know, self-scouting is huge, you know, of the whole program. But we also do some things there where we also look at some other programs during that time and maybe looking at some things that we want to experiment with during the summer. And, you know, that's when in the summer you can experiment with a couple concepts, maybe experiment with some defensive things that you want to do, some adjustments you want to make, see if any of it sticks, and then you'll build that into your fall plan. So there's a little bit of experimentation that goes with that as well. So it's a fun month. It's a month that you gotta manage your time well. You gotta make sure that you find time to relax and get away. But at the same time, you're able to reflect, plan, and continue to build the strategy for us to push this thing ahead.
This is episode 50 of the All Den podcast with head coach Bob Ritchie. Talking, of course, the inner workings of the Furman men's basketball program. It was announced that the dead period for recruiting, Bob, is finally coming to an end, which I know has to make you and every other college coach across America very, very happy. What have you been doing now, and how then will that change? What, May 31st, I think, is when the dead period ends. So I guess, is it a ramp-up period to be ready to really hit the ground running? What's it looking like?
Well, you know, I mean, recruiting hasn't stopped. It's just been that we haven't been able to do anything, you know, face-to-face, and we haven't been able to get people on our beautiful campus and our great city, and, you know, we haven't been able to go in the high school gyms and AAU tournaments and to living rooms. And so that's a little bit different, but, you know, we've had to adapt and figure it out. And, you know, fortunately for us, we have a very evaluation driven process that is, you know, has a lot of film in it. And so we've been able to stick to script there. And, you know, I think the staff's done a pretty good job building our 2022 board. I feel like we've gotten off to a really, really good start there. The exciting thing is we're just going to be able to add in that connection piece of it, you know, get off these Zooms and, you know, get off the phone and be able to get face to face and get them here to campus and let them see downtown Greenville and let them see this campus, let them see some of the new things that we're discussing with facilities and things that are about to start happening, and just get them on the ground. You know, I mean, that's going to be the exciting part. And so, you know, we've got a lot of good guys that we're on in 22. Again, the staff's been working really, really hard. We got to get some good guards in that class. And, you know, the scholarship stuff is a little bit fuzzy right now, just with the extra year eligibility that NCAA granted everybody. So roster management becomes a new deal that you got to manage all that for the next, you know, 4 years. But recruiting so far, been really pleased with it. And, you know, but I am excited about being able to get out and about and also getting guys here. I mean, we just went through a full cycle. We couldn't do official visits. So, you know, I've never quite done that before. You know, when some of these guys come here, when they check in June, it'll be the first, you know, real interaction that a lot of them have had. I mean, James was able to come to a game at Wofford, and I'm trying to think, you know, JP was able to come on his own to do a campus visit this past summer, but nobody was able to talk to him. Tyrese Huey, same thing. Alex Williams was able to come. He came on an unofficial visit last December when he was here playing in a tournament. And so we were able to visit with James and Alex. We were able to visit with face to face. But the other two, we haven't. You know, it's been the world Zoom and on the phone and different things like that. So we're excited about it, and I'm ready to get them here. But yeah, we're also excited about getting back out and being able to talk to people.
You're ready to bust up that travel budget, right?
There you go. There you go. You know, get back out there and do what we need to do.
Speaking of budgets, the Dinsday Alumni Challenge is coming up, and you want to get coaches fired up. You turn something into a competition, and Furman has kind of done that, pitting program against program in a fun competition to see which program can raise the most money. What is this Dinsday Alumni Challenge going to look like in your eyes if it's to be successful?
Well, it's kind of a fun game they've done, and you know, it's going on right now, so it's kind of a quieter week before Dinsday starts Tuesday. That they're just trying to get, you know, all the former players connected in any way they can, and you know, it's more about participation probably than it is about exactly how many dollars that we bring in. Even though in the world of college athletics, let's not minimize the dollar is important, and we understand that, but at the same time, it's just, can we engage? You know, and so I was on the phone last night for a couple hours, you know, talking to former players, and it's just fun to me. I enjoy connecting with our former players and getting to know some of them, the ones that I already know, but to continue to hear the stories of some that we don't. And, you know, we're able to line up a couple front of the man speakers, you know, for the summer, talking to different guys, you know, through this process of just bringing back former players and letting our players hear their stories here and what their journey has been like and what they're doing in their lives right now. The power of the Furman degree, what this program's about. So, you know, there's a lot of good things with it. And so, yeah, we're currently, I think we're in third place in terms of money raised. I think we're in fourth place in terms of participants. So all the former players that I've talked to in the last couple of days, they've already heard this. Like, you know, we want to make a very competitive effort. And, you know, so Daniel Fowler has kind of led it, and Jimmy Williams has helped as well. We're basically telling everybody, former players, you know, at least throw in $22, you know, since next year's, you know, year 22. So throw us $22 if you can. I think $100 we're giving out an official Nike Furman basketball drop fit shirt. And then I think a $500 gift, we're doing a Nike quarter zip. That's really, really nice. So, you know, try to throw it. Everybody loves gear. So a few little incentives. But it's going on right now. So, you know, you can email Daniel Fowler if you need some information on it. But it's basically, you can see the scoreboard and everything on the website. So, you know, for all of us former players and people that have been attached to the program that really enjoy competing, we can send you all the information, and you can see exactly, again, when you go to the page, it's for Rally for Furman is kind of what they've tagged it under. And so email Daniel Fowler or text Daniel Fowler. He'll get you all the information. Make sure you do it the right way. And again, we're just trying to get as many former players involved. We got right now, currently we have 18, and man, we'd love to see that get to 100, but we only have till Monday. So if you're listening to this Friday, Saturday, Sunday through the weekend, it's best that we say, you know, we got to act now and see if we can push this thing up to the number one spot.
Well, you know, we're doing these things via Zoom still, and people can maybe hear that ding in the background. Maybe that's some of the alumni checking in with you via email now to add on to this thing, right?
Need to figure out how to shut that thing off.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, happens on my end too. There's not much you can do about it. Hey, let me ask you this. I know this is a kind of a fun competition, but it's also very important, and I know you well enough, and I think people listening to this know you well enough. Third place that's not acceptable for you, right?
No, I want to win this thing, you know. So I want to win this thing, and I think just getting a lot of people involved, that's just the engagement that we need to have going forward. You know, I know that look, everybody didn't have the same experience when they played here, and you know, I think the biggest thing is us to be able to show our story of what we want this to look like going forward. And, you know, we want former players to feel like this is their program. And you know, regardless of what their experience was at the time, that they can still be attached and connected to what we have going here. And, you know, we feel like we're just getting started, and we want to get as many people engaged with the program as possible. We want as many foreign players to take ownership, for them to feel like this is theirs. and that they're welcome here anytime, and you know, that they're active participants. And so it's one of the funnest parts about the job is to be able to interact with former players and hear their stories and what they're doing now, and letting them come back to campus and be around the team. And, you know, I usually, when former players come to campus, I usually give them an opportunity to be around the team and in some form or fashion address the team and talk about that story and talk about what this place means to them. So this is about us continuing to connect and, you know, to have real relationships. We took the database. I think we have 180 former players on the database with cell phone numbers. We're continuing to try to expand that, but we divided up amongst the staff and, you know, we each took 30 names. And so we're trying to do our part to just, again, connect. And again, it's about that relationship, making sure it's ongoing. And look, I know a lot of people, you know, we've had a few Dan say, hey, every time I hear from Furman, it's asking for money. And that's not what we're doing here. You know, like we want this to be a little bit deeper than that. And we just want all former players to understand this is yours. And we want to have an open line. We want to be able to have conversations and for them to feel like it wasn't that they used to play here, but they did play here, and that because of that they're a part of that, and that's current.
Well, and to that point, it's not been that long ago in the recent history of Furman basketball that the connection between the current program and the alumni was non-existent. And I go back to when Nico got here and you were on that staff and you guys began to aggressively reach out to try and change that. And since you've been the head coach, obviously tried to take it even further and further and re-engage the alumni and make them feel like, as you said, they're still a part of this program. For a long time in Furman basketball history, Bob, that had been allowed to lie dormant.
Yeah, and I think we're still pushing through some of that, to be quite honest with you. I mean, we've got, you know, some of the staff has gotten some interesting conversations, and you know, it's there's still some negativity that we've got to continue to work through. And you know, I just ask all former players just to be open, you know, and just to be willing to come back, you know, and make sure that you visit it and come see it at a time when it's not in season. You know, we're here all summer, and you know, to see a workout and visit with the staff and see how we do it. Just give us a chance. And again, it's not about the money. It's about the connection, and it's about being in this process together and, you know, really continue to push the journey of Furman basketball further ahead.
Episode 50 of the All Den podcast. I'm Dan Scott. That, of course, is head coach Bob Ritchie. Kind of winding it down now, one of the things coming up this summer that hopefully is going to come off with some sense of normalcy is going to try to get your camps rolling again, right?
Yeah, we are. You know, that's been a big deal for community engagement. You know, we just talked about former player engagement, but community engagement is critical, especially my wife and I, we celebrated our 14th anniversary Tuesday night, and you know, went downtown, mother-in-law kept the kids and had a great dinner and stayed downtown for a night. And, you know, I'm just constantly reminded as we were down there, I mean, just walking around and just seeing it. I mean, this city's incredible. And, you know, it's 10 minutes from our gate. It's basically just one of the fastest booming cities in the Southeast right now. And we want to continue to find ways to connect with it and not just ask the city to come to us, but us be willing to get into the city. And so the camp opportunity is community engagement, right? It's community connection. It's giving the community access to our players and our staff and former players at work camp and seeing how engaged they are. And so, you know, it's something that we really made an emphasis to really grow in our time. And we've done a really good job with it. John D'Angelo and Daniel Fowler are really, really involved in camp and have done a tremendous job with it. So we missed not having it last year. And so we've been given the go ahead. There's going to be some certain protocols that we've got to continue to make sure we're responsible there. But, you know, they've done a great job of working through all that. And so registration's open. It's easy. It's just BobRitchieBasketballCamp.com. And John D'Angelo, you can email him if you have any questions. But, you know, we've got basically two sessions this summer. We've got one the last week of June and one the last week of July. And I've been really impressed with early enrollment, just the amount of the young kids that just want to come be around the players and, you know, so allow them to be role models for a little bit and to be examples for our next generation, which is always very important.
All right, good. We hope that that participation will be everything that you're hoping it will be. And again, just more ways, as you said, to engage the community and start teaching people about what Furman basketball is all about. Bob, this has been kind of a catch-up episode where we've tried to touch on a few things, and obviously moving forward we'll be going in depth into a lot of other things. Anything that we haven't talked about before we close that you want to get into?
No, not particularly, Dan. I just think it's an exciting time. And, you know, I think there's going to be some things that will continue to move forward in the future. We've got some recruiting news that will come out once it's official here soon that we're really excited about. Again, this will be our first time. You know, we've carried 11 scholarship guys basically all 4 of my years here. And not only will we have our 13, we'll have an extra 14 with Alex coming back and getting what they're calling their super senior year. And so, you know, I think that it's an important time, you know, just as we continue to try to push ahead. And, you know, it's just one of those deals where, you know, we've got Clay still here. Clay just signed with an agent yesterday to go play pro ball, and he's going to do his workouts here this summer and hopefully sign a great deal to go overseas. And, you know, it's to have him continue to be around is going to be a lot of fun. So we're excited about the summer. We're excited about the program. We're excited about, you know, what we have going ahead. And just want to encourage everybody to you know, come around this summer. If you want to, we're here basically 10 weeks. You know, the guys are going to be here. They're going to be working. And if you want to come see us, we're always here and accessible. So, you know, would love to visit with the fan base as we continue to venture into the summer.
Sounds good. Hopefully there'll be some folks who will take you up on that. If circumstances will allow them to take you up on that. And we look forward to the fall. You get to a certain age and you don't want to start wishing your life away. And I plan on enjoying the summer as much as possible, but the fall is going to be here before we know it. So all that work that you're doing now is to pay dividends then, Bob. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
And with that, we wrap up episode 50 of the All Den podcast. Good to be back at it after almost a couple of months, and look forward to doing it again on a regular basis now that things are starting to pick up, especially once we get through the month of May and the downtime. But some things on the horizon, Bob mentioned, be able to talk about some recruiting things coming up, possibly some scheduling, looking at the non-conference schedule inside the next episode or two. So a lot on the horizon, and we look forward to bringing it all to you. I'll remind you again that the podcast is brought to you by Shortfields and Downtown Travelers Rest. Shortfields.com is the website for the menu and the operating hours. And again, if you have any questions or comments for Coach Bob Ritchie, email me, dan.scott@furman.edu. We will see you again next time for another edition of the All Den podcast. Until then, for Coach Bob Ritchie and everybody with Furman basketball, I am Dan Scott saying God bless you. So long, everybody, and thank you for being All Den.